Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, your host, Dawn Owen. I'm a wife, a mom, and an entrepreneur, a speaker, a zero BS coach, and a lover of the high vibe life. I help business leaders like you create huge breakthroughs in their life and business so that you can achieve the freedom and impact you want and deserve. In this podcast, you will hear me talk all about mindset, money, and magic. The power trio that I know will get you where you want to go fast. This is the High Vibe Tribe podcast.
There, High Vibe Tribe. So I want to start today with... well, I was going to say a bit of a confession. Is it a confession? I don't know. But anyway, I'm recording this a day later than I should have been because yesterday was Mother's Day here in the UK and I just couldn't face recording the podcast. I knew that you would be able to tell in my voice that I was feeling less than high vibe as fuck. And whilst I'm all for keeping it real, hence me sharing this with you now, it just didn't feel the right space for me to do it yesterday. So my wonderful podcast editor, Gary Jones, shout out to the true genius behind the High Vibe Tribe podcast, is going to be working his magic under a bit of pressure because I just needed a moment yesterday. Well, a few moments, actually. I needed a heavy blanket and I was under there clutching chocolate like it was the piece of wood that Kate Winslet holds onto in Titanic. You know what I mean? I'm feeling much, much better today, much more myself. So what have I got to share with you, my darlings, today? Well, I can't let this episode pass without mentioning our great Women in Business meetup event. That was a few days ago. On Friday, the 8th of March, which was International Women's Day. And actually, truth be told, this is where my emotions first started. In fact, I felt something stirring at the start of last week. I can't really explain it. I don't know why. I know that I struggle in the days leading up to Mother's Day each year, the cards and the stuff in the shops, it just sometimes is a bit too much for me. But this was more than that. And I knew that at the early part of the week, I have been doing some work on myself at the moment that is deep, probably deeper than I've ever gone before. Not ready to share it yet, but please know that I will be sharing it when the time is right. So maybe it was just this deep work or maybe it was something else, but the past week has had me in all of the emotions and we know that's okay, don't we? You know, you would have heard me say before, if you're a regular listener or regular in the High Vibe Tribe, life is 50-50. And let me be clear here, if you are new to my world, I am not referring to work-life balance bollocks that people talk about. No. What I'm referring to here when I talk about 50-50 is the 50-50 positive and negative that we have in our life and the fact that it's okay to feel crap about crap things. We are not into promoting what I call toxic positivity in the High Vibe Tribe. We're about being real. And you are going to experience things in your life that are shit. And it's okay to feel all the shit emotions about that. So that's what I mean when I say life is 50-50. Because it's when you allow yourself to feel all the feels, all the emotions, when you lose the fear around experiencing those negative emotions, that is when you can truly start to achieve great things. Well, it is in the world according to Dawn anyway. So I've been in all the emotions and the Great Women in Business event on Friday just seemed to let me experience those emotions a little more deeply. The women in that room took my breath away several times throughout the day for many reasons. Their words, their actions, their acceptance and love for each other, the way they embraced the day and just jumped right in with it all. It was a joy to see. And when they all stood up as we closed the day, it really was all I could do to keep it together. I am just so proud of what myself and Karen Heap, Sharon Lucre and Sandra Garlick created with this event. And yes, for all those who were there and all of those who missed it and have massive FOMO, then I can reveal that we are going to be doing it all over again next year. I think I'm allowed to say that. I just said it, didn't I? But anyway, so I've spent the 2 days since the event attempting to catch up on social media and messages and all of the things to do with the event, and it's still ongoing. I feel like I could say we broke the internet. I mean, we're nowhere near that, obviously, but in our little world, I think we did. We broke LinkedIn, at least. And I absolutely love the buzz that's created by live events. You really cannot beat it. And I love the, I don't even know what the word is, the just the sheer energy. Is that the word? It's not, but you know what I mean? The juice, the vibe that is created by a group of women in a room that are just having an absolute ball. And believe me, for the four of us who created this event, it just filled us with joy to see our vision coming together. And if you were there on Friday, I just want you to high five yourself right now, because you all contributed to an epic day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you weren't there, well, I mean, what? If you weren't there for whatever reason, then just make sure you get International Women's Day 2025 in your diary now. That's all I'm saying. And here's the thing, and I think this is really what my message is today, even though it's taken me a while to get here. Going to these events and getting caught up in all the energy and taking all the notes is fabulous. But what happens next? Well, I'll tell you what often happens. Nothing. Absolutely sweet FA. Nothing at all. Because we're there in the moment and it's all amazing and we're all like, yeah, this is so good. I'm going to do these 11 billion things. And then life. Life takes over and we just carry on. And before we know it, it's a week, a month, 6 months, a year since the event. And we haven't actually done anything that we said we were going to do. In fact, we've probably then been to several more events and promised ourselves the same thing at those events. And I shared something with the ladies on Friday to help them work out the true cost of networking. And this actually applies to any event, really. How much is this stuff really costing you? And I shared this in the hope that it would, well, I suppose, shock them into actually taking action after the event. So we kind of looked at the cost of a ticket for the event, any extra money that you might spend when you're there. We looked at the travel time and the cost. We looked at the event timings, like how long we were at the event. And then we added it all up. And I would really encourage you to do this for yourself. And if you'd like my prompt sheet to do that, then just get in touch at team@dawnowing.com and we'll send it out to you. And why do we want to know this information? Well, only when we know what the true investment is, can we then work out how we're going to get a return on that investment? Because that's what we want, right? We can't just run around investing time and money and stuff and not get any return. That would be outrageous, my friends. So me personally, I'll be looking to get a 10x return on any investment that I make. I'll approach anything that I've sunk my hard-earned cash into with the question, how do I get 10x return on investment on this? How do I get the ROI? Ooh, that rhymes. How do I get the ROI? New mantra. So when I invest £105 in an event and 11 hours, then I'm looking for at least £1,050 return on investment, because that's going to make it worth it, right? Now, let me be clear here. I'm not expecting to get that on the day or even the next week, but that's what I'm looking for over time. And I'm going to be going into the event thinking, how do I get the return on investment? And note that I say I, because it's my responsibility, right? It's on me to get the ROI that I want from this. And that goes for anything. So all those courses, the books, the challenges, maybe even coaching that you put your time and money into, decide what's the ROI that you want. And then how are you going to make sure that you get it? Because that will certainly make you more choosy, I feel, about where you're going to spend your time and money. Because I think sometimes we go into this stuff thinking it's someone else's responsibility. So when I think about my own mastermind that I am a part of, like as in I'm a participant in, and sometimes I'll get chatting to people there who'll say, you know, that they're leaving, that it hasn't worked for them. And I'm like, kind of, do you see what's wrong with that statement? It hasn't worked for them. It is not supposed to do the work. It's them who are supposed to do the work. It's us. Look, it can't work for 70% of the people and not the other 30%. The difference between the 70 and the 30 is that the 70% put the work in. They attend all the sessions. They implement the ideas. They do the work. And that's what my invitation is to you today. Whatever you're investing in right now, are you all in? Are you going to your networking meetings all in? Are you going to any events all in? Are you all in on the coaching that you've invested in? And be completely honest with yourself when you answer. And if the answer's no, then what are you going to do about it? And I invite you to step up and take some radical responsibility for getting the results and the ROI that you want and deserve by upping your own game. Now, how you do that could be many different ways. And I can tell you this, it's going to involve taking some action. You can't just write shit in a book, as one of my lovely friends' husbands would say, and expect stuff to happen by magic. Yes, we are believers in the magic, and we are believers in action too. And it's the two together that's going to get you where you want to go. And some of you will have heard me say before, the bigger the gap between when you have the idea and when you take the action, the less likely it is to happen. How do I know that this is true? How do you know it's true? Just look at the last event or course or workshop that you went on and think about some of the ideas and actions that you wrote for yourself. And now think about how many of them you've actually taken action on. Mm-hmm. So you can either go back and do some of those actions now, or you can just decide that from today, that happens no more. And you will take the action as close to the point of idea as possible. Now, something else that I find that comes up here is when we go to these things and we write down like 1,000 things. You do not have time for 1,000 things. I know you don't. How do I know? Because you all tell me all the time. You don't have time. So just pick one thing, or at the most three, because you'll be far more committed and likely to do them than you will if you give yourself a list of 32 things to do. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about here. I feel like this episode's been a bit of a strange one. I knew that I wanted to talk about the Great Winning Business event, but I didn't really expect it to go where it has. No matter. Sometimes it's good to just go with the flow. So I would love to know what your one thing is going to be that you're going to do after listening to this episode. So reach out to me on the socials or drop me an email at dawnowing.com. And if you've decided that your action item is to make a big, bold move and get a coach to help you move forward, then I'd love to chat to you. Oh, Yeah, there's one more and. There's a lot of ands here. We have our first ever retreat coming up in September. Yeah, baby. It's 3 days, two nights with me just to focus on you. There's going to be a maximum of 22 like-minded ladies there, and that includes me, the team, and a photographer. It's at the Bougie Belfry Hotel and Resort, and it is going to be epic. So, if you haven't seen the deets already, then you need to get in touch to find out more right now. Now, at the time of recording, 6 places have gone already, so that means there's only 16 places left. And, another and, you want to be super quick because I've got an early bird offer on until Sunday the 17th of March, where you can spread the cost over 6 months if you want to. I know! So, I think that's it for the ands. Other than to say, you're all amazing. Mwah. Remember that. Now go and take some fucking action. And I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. In the meantime, you know what to do. Keep those vibes high.
Thank you for listening to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, Dawn Owen. I'd love to know what your number one takeaway was from this episode. Feel free to screenshot the episode and tag me in on social media. And if you know someone who would enjoy it too, then don't keep it to yourself. Share the vibes. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified as soon as the next episode drops. If you're not already a part of the High Vibe Tribe community over on Facebook, then come and join us there. The link is in the show notes. And I'll see you on the next episode. In the meantime, keep those vibes high.